while lying in a hospital. Get well cards and phone calls had me feeling wonderful. I felt love. I am here and well today. I sure do appreciate the good folks that share my days under skies above. Help our parents, we send out wishes and hope they've landed on a place where dreams will hit their mark. We're no strangers to trial and error. How we make it, and it makes us better. We can thank those diamonds that light the dark, our lucky stars. Hours fly till the day ends, us wondering where it went. Still you took the time to send your heart. We raise our kids, help our parents, send out wishes and hope they've landed on a place where dreams will hit their mark. We're no strangers to trial and error. Somehow we make it, and it makes us better. Diamonds that light the dark, our lucky stars, our lucky stars, our lucky stars.
That's the rich alto voice of New Jersey singer-songwriter Loretta Hagen with the title track from her fourth album, 2017's Lucky Stars. A recording that takes you on a personal journey through loss and healing and leaves you with the promise of hope for better times ahead. And Lucky Stars might be the perfect album to be listening to during COVID times. Well, Loretta Hagen has just been back in the studio to record a new single. that reflects on the impact that the pandemic has been having. A song about hope and the will to survive. To learn more about her music and the new single, we're pleased to welcome Loretta Hagen to Folk Roots Radio. It's great to have you join us today.
Thank you, Jan. It's really, really great to be here.
Lucky Stars was just the perfect start because although it wasn't written with the pandemic in mind, obviously we're talking 4 years ago when the album was released, the lyrics really do speak to the challenges of this time, don't they?
Actually, that was born out of a time when I had a surgery, and I was just so overwhelmed with just so much gratitude because of the people around me and people who were reaching out to help and just to, you know, send good wishes. And I just thought, you know, it's so great that we can all be here for each other, you know. And I'd also like to believe very deeply that maybe there are some lucky stars up there looking out for us, or angels maybe. But yeah, for this time too, I think that it's been rough for so many, and having Facebook, having, you know, the internet, just ways to communicate with each other is you know, it's been so helpful just to be able to check in on each other going through this tough time.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we're going to play the new single shortly. Okay. But before we get there, I do want to give you a chance just to talk about your life in music. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got started as a singer-songwriter?
Sure. It was a long time ago. I feel like I've been at this for a long time. But I did start as a teenager. My father was a musician. My mother sang around the house. My brother was a musician. My sisters loved music. So it was always music playing. So I took music lessons when I was 9 years old. I took guitar lessons. And then at 12, I took voice lessons. And I just started writing songs when I was about 14. And it just, you know, it just stuck. I just kept at it. And eventually in high school, met friends that were musicians. My husband, Gary, I've known him forever, and he's still my guitar player and started with me way back then, too. And we just started playing in bands, all different types of music. I was not always only an acoustic artist. I was in all kinds of bands. I was a bass player for a while in a band. I even played in wedding bands, and bar bands, and you name it. But then at some point, we just said, you know what? I just want to be a songwriter, singer-songwriter, and this is the path I want to be on. And it's been pretty fun. And then, of course, up until last year, things just, we did our last show at a place called The Turning Point. It was March 9th, and it was just before everything shut down. We were just talking the other day and saying, I can't believe that was, you know, a year has passed already. And it certainly has been different.
Yeah, it's certainly been very challenging for lots of people. So let's talk about this new single. I mean, this single is a song that grew out of hearing the stories about, you know, the tragedy that a lot of families sadly have experienced.
Yes.
But also, you know, the other losses that, you know, people have suffered. I mean, you know, we mentioned the fact that musicians, you know, their livelihood has gone away completely during this period of time because they can't play live. But there are a lot of other people who have lost work. They've lost businesses. There are so many different impacts. Just talking to someone today about the mental health impacts that this has had, with people having to spend so much more time in close quarters than what they're used to. But this song, I think, grew out of that for you, thinking about these stories. It's got some wonderful metaphors in it, so I was curious if you could just explain a little bit about why you decided to write it the way you did.
Well, probably like all of us, were probably glued to our TV every day because, you know, we wanted to see any updates, what was happening, and it was just so heartbreaking to just imagine people, just their lives, just like that, just being completely interrupted, either being sick or, of course, the worst was losing their lives to this virus. Just the thought of someone being in that room alone with no, you know, in that hospital room without not one family member with them or a loved one, it just broke my heart. And I just tried to imagine what that would be like. And that's where the song came from.
I am shipwrecked on an ocean wide. I barely catch my breath when the winds subside. I've never been so lonely as the night closes in. I will either sink or swim. I was sideswept in a hurricane. My knees hit the deck with the pelting rain. I've been praying so hard for God's helping hand. I won't let this be the end. Not now, I'm not ready now to let go now. I hear my family calling me back home now, to hug my children with all my might now. They're my reason to fight for my life. I am drifting under a moonless sky. I shout in the dark, but no one hears me cry. Maybe by morning, when a new day begins, this will all have been a dream. Not now, I'm not ready now to let go now. I hear my family calling me back home now, to hug my children with all my might now. They're my reason to fight for my life. My will to live is stronger than it has ever been. Not now, I'm not ready now to let go now. I hear my family calling me back home. Children, with all my might now, they're my reason to fight for my
life. That's Loretta Hagen with Not Now, her new single. Loretta Hagen's our special guest on the show today. She is a New Jersey-based singer-songwriter. One of the things I love about her music is the fact that she writes such personal songs, but personal songs that I think speak to the experience of everyone. And Loretta, I wanted to ask you about songwriting. Can you talk a little bit about your process of songwriting?
Well, it usually does start where if there is something that's going on in the world, something that I'm passionate about, or something that just hits me. I do try to put myself in other people's shoes a lot. You know, ideas will come. I'll put something very, just a small little idea in my phone and just work it. And I'll sit with my writing pad or sometimes on the computer or my phone and I'll just work the lyrics. And I mean, if it takes weeks or months, whatever it takes, but I'll be in that song until it's done.
You mentioned that Gary is your guitarist. He also produces your music with you, right? So, I mean, you basically are very much a team as far as your career is concerned.
Oh, yeah. We have been since the beginning, since years ago. I've known him, like I said, forever. And we have been playing music since I was a teenager. He's been a part of this ever since the beginning. And then he went on to doing more and more recordings and learning more about engineering. And so he became a recording engineer and a sound man over the years. So all the CDs that we have released, we've recorded.
I want to go back to the album and play one of your most popular songs. We're actually going to step back to the Sundown Till Dawn album from 2008 and play Hello Mountain. Tell us a little bit about this song, because this is a beautiful song. And, you know, the nice thing about your songs is the way that hope gets woven into it. And this song very much has that feel, because you can think of the mountain. But tell us about this song.
Thank you. Well, we live in West Milford, New Jersey, and actually outside the window, we can see Bear Fort Mountain. And I say this at every show, I say this all the time, but it is the truth. We've been in this house now almost 18 years, and every morning I look at that mountain. I open the blinds and I say, "Hi, mountain, you look beautiful today." And I just love it. I sit on the porch and I just feel, I don't know, it's like a strength or a power that comes from there. It's because the mountain just stands strong through everything, through all storms. And at the time when I wrote that, I was going through a tough time. Actually, Sundown Till Dawn, that album, was at a time when my mother was struggling with Alzheimer's disease. And it was very hard. It was very tough. My family and I were all pitching in to take care of her in the house that we grew up in. And we did that for 11 years. So I would come home from my mom's and just sit on the porch and stare at the mountain. And I just felt like, you know, I got strength. I would get my strength from just, I don't know, there's just something about it. So I say, "Hello, mountain, you look beautiful today." And that's where the title is, "Hello Mountain."
Hello Mountain, I'm still standing, not quite like you, but I've weathered a storm. I'm not complaining. No, that won't change things. You inspire me to be strong. Lightning and thunder don't bother you none. From my front window I watch you go on. I draw the strength from your wonder and awe. From my front window I watch you go on. front window, I watch you go on. I draw the strength from your wonder and awe, the strength to move mountains. Hello, mountain, I'm still standing by my window, looking out at your stature, so
That's Loretta Hagen with Hello Mountain from her 2008 album, Sundown Till Dawn. Loretta Hagen's our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today, chatting about her music. Now, we are in the midst of COVID times. You mentioned earlier in the interview that you really haven't had a chance to play at all. But can we just give our listeners a little bit of an insight as to what they can expect if they come to a Loretta Hagen show?
You know, I think they just know me by the time they leave the show. I don't put on any kind of act. It's just I am who I am, and it's who I am here, and it's who I am on stage. We have a lot of fun. We try to really include the audience with us. And usually Gary and I, something will be said, and we'll just go back and forth. You know, like we're at home. Well, not like we're at home, almost, but not to that extreme. But we just like to have a lot of fun. We do have a serious side of our show as well, but we do try to have a good time.
No, that's great. And then once all this is over and we get through the pandemic, you'll hopefully get out for more shows at that time?
Yes, we actually have a few of them in the works. And I should mention that we were lucky enough to have a few outdoor gigs during the summer, during the pandemic. But we are looking forward to the time when we can get together with everyone, because we miss it. We miss it so bad. And we miss everyone. We miss our friends and listeners. No. So hopefully soon.
Well, I think everybody will get out there with more enthusiasm. I really do believe that. I think it's going to be a little bit of an adjustment. And as you say, the outdoor shows come back first. If you want to learn more about the music of Loretta Hagen, go to lorettahagen.com. And Loretta, we have time for one more song. And I wanted to play the final song from Lucky Stars because it really is an uplifting song. We are changing the seasons. The song is entitled Welcome Spring. Tell us about writing this song.
Spring is my favorite season. I have to be honest, I am not a fan of winter. Not even a little bit. I love when spring comes, and it just seems like the past few years, spring has just been taking so long to finally really feel like it's here. And when it finally got here, I just had to write it. It's like, oh, yay, spring is here. Welcome, spring. You know, winter could just be very long and dark, and not just dark outside. It could be just dark inside too. A lot of us get down in the winter months. So there are some lyrics in there that, you know, mention just to breathe some life back into me, you know, spring, because I do. I come back in the spring with the flowers and the trees. You know, I come back to life too in spring.
Well, it's a great way to finish. And, you know, it's a great song, I think, for COVID times as well, because we will all back after this. Loretta Hagen, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today. This is Loretta Hagen with Welcome Spring from Lucky Stars You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Chilly April in the east. Don't matter where you've been, we're desperate for a change of scene, for dreary grace to turn to green. You've returned with the sun. Welcome. We're so ready to be warm. The bitter cold grew mean and old, never letting up. It's settled way down in my bones, oh, but here you are. Now it's gone, you've returned with the sun. Welcome, welcome spring and the promise you bring. You're better for you, spring, to breathe some new life into me and wake me from the haze and feed me light and energy. It's what I crave. What you leave, you've returned with the sun. Welcome. You've returned with the sun. Welcome. You've returned with the sun. Welcome.